Ladies and gentlemen, we now present you with your class valedictorian, Dylan Klebold.
Yeah, I'd just like to say to the students, the teachers, and my guidance counselor,
die, motherfuckers, die! Die! Die!
Hello, it's me. On this show, I'm going to play a bunch of clips of other podcasts and, you know, internet shows that I've managed to appear on so that I can pretend that I'm really cool and stuff. So enjoy all this. This first one is from Belcore Radio, which you can listen to at belcoreradio.net. And in this clip, we learn that I make people in the HP community groan.
Oh, I do have something I want to talk about before I forget. Got about 10 more minutes to get this out, but I thought it'd be cool to, you know, we like to support independent media and hacker media and stuff. I thought it'd be a cool idea to, you know, take an opportunity on, or try to do it on each episode, take an opportunity towards the end to tell everybody about, you know, so maybe a new show that's come onto the scene. And I'd like to do that now with PLA Radio. And I know a lot of people are probably groaning. I know the PLA.
ELA, man, yeah. I haven't heard from those guys in forever, man. What the hell?
What's his name? RBCP has, he started making a show, and it's, you know, it's actually, it's good. He uses a lot of weird, like, sound effect-y type audio stuff in it, but it's a good show. I mean, he's got 2 episodes out so far, and, you know, if you're familiar with the PLA, you know that there's gonna be a lot of prank phone calls.
That's one thing I can say. Those guys are so funny about stuff like that. They do crazy stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, it should prove to be a really interesting show to listen to. I don't have the direct link to it, but I'm pretty sure if you go to phonelosers.org, it's bound to be linked on that site somewhere.
This next bit's from the RBPC show, which stands for Really Bad Podcast, and, somehow their forum members got the idea that I was cheating on podcastalley.com.
Okay, next one. Our favorite, RBCP.
Oh, you got this fucking coming from me, you fucking fuckle.
Oh, that fucking rules.
Poking ass, dumb fuck.
Yeah. So,
don't push me, man.
Well, he's known as the cheater on our forums. Yeah, and if you guys want to know what that's about, you can go find out for yourself. In fact, on his website, phonelosers.org, he even has his whole story about us over there. And Halo.
I'm beginning to like this guy a little bit more now.
Actually, he's kind of... I think he's smart. He's not a dumbass.
No, he's not smart.
You don't think so?
No, he's a cheater.
He's a cheater.
No, I just think he's...
no, yeah.
He's not,
but you know what? You know what? RBCP, don't ever fucking push me on the side like that again. You ever do that again, I'll fuck you up, all right? I'll tell you that right now. I'll fuck you up.
Yeah, I gotta go fast because we got tons. Go. Okay.
And here's a voicemail I left that I think they played on that same show.
Hey, motherfucker, this is RBCP from phonelosers.org. You don't fuck with me on your fucking forums. I'm gonna fucking kill you all! I'm just kidding. I love you guys. Bye.
Here's a clip from a podcast called The Delta Park Project. They were doing a segment where you call in and sing songs that you sing to your pet. So here's my voicemail with my song. And you'll notice that they like to laugh at tragedy and misfortune of others.
That's right. Here's Brad with his pet song.
Hi, my name is Brad, and I was listening to episode 71 where you were talking about songs that you sing to your pets. Well, I used to have a little puppy named Popper, and I would sing to him all the time, like at nap time and nighttime and stuff. And I haven't sang it in a few years, but it went a little something like this. You stupid little donkey, I will crush your brain. You crapped all over the carpet and now it's all stained. You look so goddamn cute that I could eat you up. In fact, get in the oven, I'm gonna cook you up. And yeah, I forget how the course went, but that was the song I sang to Popper before he had his little accident and we lost him. And by the way, I have a podcast here in Oregon, too. It's called The Phone Losers of America, and you can listen to it at phonelosers.org/radio. Thanks for the great show, John. I really enjoy listening.
No problem. Oh, I have tears in my eyes.
Oh, God, that was good. We're laughing because we knew it was coming. We heard that one before.
I got home from work. I listened to that and I laughed and laughed.
That's awesome. We might have to play that again.
Yeah. I'm going to play it again at the end of the show after the credits. So if you want to hear it again, or you can rewind for crying out loud.
Man, that was good stuff.
So if you have a pet song, please call our voicemail hotline at 120620 Delta. And sing it loud, sing it proud.
A few shows later, I submitted another voicemail, this time with a bunch of my likes and dislikes, which is a regular segment they do on their show.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the maximum security wing of the Oregon State Correctional Facility. To accept these charges, press 1. To deny these charges...
Hi, Jason and Anna. This is Brad again. I hope you don't mind, but I figured out a way to make the cafeteria phone here. Put my calls through, so you'll probably see an extra $20 or so on your phone bill. I'm sorry about that. I'm just calling to tell you about some of my likes and dislikes. First of all, I dislike Terry. He's one of the evening guards, and he's always beating me senseless for no reason at all and taking my cigarettes. And I dislike the parole board, because they're always so negative. And I dislike that my dog Popper, he had his little misfortune and I lost him forever few years back. And as far as my likes, I guess I like Tuesdays because they let us go outside for an hour and I get to play basketball with my homies from Cell Block 6. And I love watching American Idol on the days we're not on lockdown. And of course I like listening to your podcasts. And I built myself an iPod out of an old AM radio, so I'm able to get all your shows now. Keep up the great work, you guys. Oh crap, here comes Terry.
Thank you, Brad.
Oh, my goodness.
Brad, by the way, has a very hilarious podcast that you should go listen to where he... I don't know.
I don't know what he does. I don't know if it's real. I don't know.
One I listened to most recently was he prank calls this guy. And then that's the co-host of the show, and it's like this old guy. He doesn't know what's going on.
So funny. Oh, man.
And then they like prank call celebrities and stuff, and it's very funny.
It is. And oh.
Thank you very much for calling into the show, Brad. We appreciate you.
Yes.
And finally, for the Delta Park Project, there's this short voicemail that I left just the other day.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Ann. It's Brad. Got paroled yesterday. I saw a screening of that Al Gore movie over the weekend. And, you know, it's so... Oh, my God!
Here's a piece from Corby's show, The Twisted Pickle, which you can listen to at thetwistedpickle.com.
Well, I was recently contacted by another show. This guy's name is Brad Carter, and he does a show called Phone Losers of America, PLA. I know they're on Podcast Alley because I voted for him. Anyway... he contacted me about the show and he said that he listened to a few of the later ones and then went back and has started from the beginning. And he's actually going to go through all of them and he's going to attempt to beat the record of Twisted Pickle listeners, which I believe was listening to all of them in sequence in a matter of 15 days. Well, he's already a third done and it's only been like 3 days. So Brad is turning into a fan of the show. Thank you very much. By the way, go check out his show. It is very funny. I subscribed to it when it first popped up on the Alley, and I would have to tell you that my favorites were the Brady Bunch show, and then there was one in which he and his buddy were like in a dumpster outside of a movie theater, and they had somehow freaked their way into the phone system of a movie theater and were just wreaking havoc with people calling in trying to find out movie times. So thanks for getting in touch with me, Brad. I enjoy your show. Keep up the good work, and I think I'll stick on a promo at the end of the show for Brad's show over at phonelosers.com. I think it's phoneloser.com. No, it's phonelosers.com. Well, either way, go check him out. He's a cool dude.
And here's another clip from The Twisted Pickle, where Corby talks about a promo that my daughter sent him.
And I'll also send you the first year of The Twisted Pickle on DVD, and all the details about the contest are available over at the website, so go check it out. I've already got one submission from a listener named Emily, or at least the daughter of a listener named Emily. That's actually Brad from PLA Radio's daughter, so thank you very much for the first. And I'm awaiting other contest entries, so if you guys are so inclined, it would be super cool to get some contest entries for the Twisted Pickle promo contest Contest, contest, contest. I said that a lot, didn't I? Okay, thank you, and I look forward to your submissions. Oh, and you know what? To give you an idea of actually how easy it is to put together a promo that makes me quite happy, I'll go ahead and play the one from Emily.
Hi, my name is Emily, and I'm 10 years old, and I have a very sad life. But the Twisted Pickle Show brings meaning to my sad, miserable life. Ever since I started listening to Corby's show, I don't want to kill myself anymore. My dad caught me listening to the Twisted Pickle and said I wasn't allowed to anymore. So now I listen to the Twisted Pickle when he's not around. I'm just like a ninja, just like Corby. Everyone should listen to the Twisted Pickle Show at www.thetwistedpickle.com. It will give you a reason to live.
That was awesome. Thank you so much for the contribution, Emily. And listen, folks, if a 10-year-old girl can put together something that kicks that much booty, you can too. Feel free to start sending in your promos. I look forward to whatever you guys can come up with.
Speaking of Twisted Pickle, here's something I created one night out of complete boredom. I took this song from one of the Twisted Pickle intros.
Ninja cussing in his basement in Omaha. Corby and the Twisted Pickle Podcast. Corby and the Twisted Pickle Podcast.
Then I added this to it with Cakewalk Studio Pro. Which resulted in a much gayer sounding intro for Corby's Twisted Pickle, which I'm sure he'll never use.
Ninja casting in his basement in Omaha. Corby and the Twisted Pickle Podcast. Corby and the Twisted Pickle Podcast.
Corby, I apologize.
You're listening to the best podcast in the world. John and Melissa. Lazy Radio. So lazy.
If you're cut. I mean, have you ever heard of Phone Losers of America?
No, I've heard of Touchstone Terrorists.
It's kind of, I mean, I don't, they're not the same, but like Phone Losers of America basically do hacking.
Right.
But like I don't think they do like harmful hacking.
Okay.
I think they just like F around or whatever. And they do like prank calls where they have a podcast and I have permission to air a portion of their podcast on our podcast. They call IP relay operators. And let's explain IP relay operators.
IP relay is like, shit.
Just stop texting.
And
tell the audience what IP relay operators.
You tell them. I don't have to do this.
Them.
IP relay
Summarize.
Is like if you're, was it deaf or
deaf
blind?
Deaf or hearing impaired.
It's deaf and like someone will. Well, wait, why did, if you're deaf?
Like if you call it, like let's say.
Oh yeah, if you're deaf, because then like someone will, you can type on the computer if you're deaf and then she'll tell the person,
right.
The hearing person, and then the hearing person tells her and then she types it on a computer.
Yes, exactly. And so like this is a free service. Anyone can use it because we all pay for it. Like a portion of your phone bill every month goes to this. So like the thing is they get like hijacked by like Nigerian scammers who call and do like money transfers and stuff. And like, I guess like some terrorism stuff has gone on in here, mm-hmm. but also a lot of like,
because it has to be anonymous. That's why.
Right. It's all anonymous, but also like a lot of jerk offs use it to prank, which is what these people do.
Like touch tone.
Effing hilarious. Like,
all right.
If you want their podcast, phonelosers.org, that's where you can find this. And here is something they did with Summer Lovin and IP Relay operators. So, John hasn't heard this before.
I haven't heard it before.
Here it is.
Go ahead.
This is IP Relay Operator 6132.
IP Relay Operator 9518.
Summer Lovin' had me a blast.
Summer Lovin' had been so fast.
I met a girl, crazy for me.
I met a boy, cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to, uh-oh, those summer nights go ahead. She went by me, she got me cramped.
He went by me, got my suit damp.
Got my suit damp.
I saved her life, she nearly drowned. Go ahead.
He showed off splashing around.
Summer sun. Something's begun. But uh-oh, those summer nights.
John and yeah, then they hang up.
I've called it before and I've called John and like sometimes you'll say things and they like won't say them, but sometimes they will. They're supposed to say everything, but right. Sometimes they won't. And like I was typing on the IP relay and like it called Tony's phone and he was sitting across the room and it was like, hi Tony, and then it goes fuck off or whatever. She goes f off. She won't like say it, and Tony goes, I felt so bad because she was like a nice old woman and she was all, hi Tony,
f fuck off. Yes. The best clip of the whole time is that one where they got the chick to say, they're like, what are you doing? And she goes, not much, just playing with my coochie. Oh,
that's wickedcrazy.com.
I have that on my computer if I'd known we were going to do this.
Yeah.
If you had come to the Friday collaborative meeting that I have, the Friday creative meeting.
I was too lazy. But yeah, like IP Relay is really funny, but it makes me like,
I know, it's starting
years,
to.
Yeah, like 10 years ago, I wouldn't have felt guilty at all. At 27, well, I feel a little guilty.
I feel guilty, but also like it's kind of a pain to do it anyways because yeah. It's just like, I don't know.
It's a little juvenile.
Yeah, and it's sort of like, after it's done, you're like, they said fuck. Like, I mean, if you could do it really creatively, it's a lot more fun. But if it's just like, there, you said a curse word, then you're like, oh.
It's amazing. But yeah, I thought that was genius.
That's genius. I don't know if I would go so far to call it genius.
Amazing. It was great.
You can hear that show at lazyradio.net. Here's one last program that I managed to get on. This one is called Online with Bob Parsons. It's some kind of a GoDaddy show, which gets broadcast on podcasts and over Sirius Satellite. And they contacted me about oldpeoplearefunny.com, which I run. I emailed them some info on the site, and the show hosts completely missed the point of the site, thinking that it's some kind of entertainment site for senior citizens.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone.
Get ready for a wild ride. It's time for Strange Domains.
When you're strange.
Strange Domains. More for us, huh, this week, Naima?
Absolutely, and we've got some pretty good ones, I think, this week. Our production staff outdid themselves. We have the first one up is oldpeoplearefunny.com.
They are. What is this site all about?
Well, basically, I guess the premise is, who says that humor is just belongs to the young? It's promoted as the Internet's best collection of wacky old people stories, and it considers itself a profound collection of senior humor. So for those of us who are not quite in our golden years yet, and I know you're not there, and neither am I, we can get a glimpse of what our future might hold, like the following headline. Senior citizen drives 30 miles in the wrong direction, the whole time flashing his headlights at all the morons driving the wrong way.
Okay.
Which I'm sure probably happened in Sun City West here in Arizona. And yes. Here's another great headline, which is, Granny Glues Eyes Shut.
Perfect.
So you have to read that one to find out more. And we actually did contact the site creator, Brad Carter, or at least our production staff did. And he says he does get some hate mail, which I find sort of interesting.
Really?
Yeah, I can't imagine what kind of hate mail he gets. Maybe we should have him on and find out.
I wonder if I've fallen and I can't get up is on there. Yeah.
So anyway, that's oldpeoplearefunny.com. Be my guest. So if you have strange domains to submit to the Life Online crew, please do so at lifeonline.com.
All right, and stay right where you are. We continue in just a moment with Life Online with Bob Parsons.
When the producer emailed me, I clearly explained what oldpeoplearefunny.com was, but somehow they completely got everything about it wrong. Anyway, that's the end of this show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to subscribe or listen to other Big Beef Bueno shows in the archive, go to www.brad-carter.com/BBB.
Well, hi there. I'm Evan, and I'm 11 years old, and I love PLA Radio. But my dad doesn't like me to listen to it. He's scared I'm going to turn into an uber elite hacksaw or something. I don't know. When he catches me listening to PLA Radio, he puts things in my bottom. One time he put a AAA battery, and another time he put an M&M, and one time he put his man meat in my butt for listening to PLA Radio. But I still listen. I love PLA Radio. The prank phone calls, the social engineering techniques, and the interesting things that they do. It's just the greatest show, and it's totally worth my dad's penis in my ass. You can find them where I do at www.phonelosers.com.